What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Force Unscripted. Today we have a bonus episode for you after our LEGO Rebuild the Galaxy main episode. We're going to have some questions for you today, and then at the end we're going to play 20 questions. So our first question, coming from one of our viewers, is if The Force Unleashed is made into a movie, how do you think they would be able to make Starkiller canon?
Can I start? Please, you know I
yes, have a Starkiller. Yes, we know you have the Starkiller boner.
Yeah. Yes! Okay, all right, so I think they would, it would be pretty easy to fit Starkiller into canon. I've talked about this on some of the other episodes, but like the fact that, you know, we know from the Ahsoka series that, you know, Anakin has assumed his role as the father in the World Between Worlds. And it's clear that, you know, he has the daughter, the light side, you know, apprentice or person under him in Ahsoka. It's very easy to incorporate a dark side apprentice in Starkiller, and I think that you may have to change the storyline of the video game slightly to make sure it fits canon, but I feel like all you have to do is incorporate the Inquisitors, have like Starkiller be, you know, like the greatest of the Inquisitors, so much so that Vader sees the potential in which he can overthrow Palpatine. You can still include that Galen's dad was a Jedi, and, you know, because of the Jedi upbringing, you know, in that's enrooted in Galen that Vader wants to get rid of, he makes clones. So you can still include that part of the storyline if you wanted to. I don't think you have to necessarily. I don't think Starkiller has to be a clone in canon. I thought it was a good little thing for the video games, but like, I think it's so easy to put it in. Now, personally speaking, just because I've read the books, in the Legends timeline, The Force Unleashed 1 is canon to the Legends timeline. However, the sequel to it, The Force Unleashed 2, is not canon to Legends. So it exists in like a very weird limbo now because all of Legends, you know, is not canon anymore. So I feel like instead of doing a trilogy, I feel like it would just be, I would just make a standalone movie for Forcekiller. I wouldn't do a trilogy. I would do just a standalone movie, kind of explain his place in the Star Wars universe as it is now. And then when you get to Ahsoka season 2, throw that bitch right in. And I feel like that would be good right there. Or did I say Forcekiller? Sorry, Starkiller.
You did say Forcekiller.
My bad.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. Sorry. Sometimes my brain be working in overdrive. But yeah, I think it's very easy to put in Starkiller. I think that would be the best way to do it. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
So it would just be like taking the place that they're trying to set Baylan up for?
I don't think they were ever trying to set up Baylan as like the son. I think he was just trying to discover what, you know, is possibly Abeloth, but there's still a place for the son with Anakin and Ahsoka existing.
We're getting a Tales of the Jedi later this year, specifically about Baylan, supposedly. So I feel like they already got that thing kind of locked down.
Yeah, I think that if you're doing like a Starkiller movie, I don't think you have to include Baylan whatsoever. I think Baylan is just there to kind of move that plot, whereas like Starkiller's involvement in the plot could be completely separate, the same way that like Ahsoka's was.
But I mean, if you're doing a Forcekiller movie, then yeah, bring Baylan in.
Stop. I hate you. It was a mistake, okay? It was a guffaw. I don't know. Do you guys have any different takes on that?
I don't think they would make a movie about it. They'd probably do like a little like micro series, maybe.
Well, no, the question is asking if The Force Unleashed was made into a movie, how would they make Starkiller canon?
Yeah, That was the question. Yeah, I know. But like I said, I'm just saying, if they were to introduce him into canon like that, I don't think they would make a movie out of it. I think they would do like a little series.
Literally just still ignoring the question even after I explained it to him again. That's crazy.
I'm not ignoring it. I'm just saying that I don't think they would make it into a movie.
Okay, well, answer the question then.
I'm agreeing with what you put into it. I'm just saying instead of making it into a movie, they would make it a series explaining Galen coming up and all of his like backstory and then everything. And then he would slide right into Ahsoka.
Nah, I want to slide right in.
for Starkiller to be canon, I don't feel like with the way that they've already done all the Inquisitors in canon, you know, in the Rebels show and everything, I don't really feel like there's a way that they can bring him in without making him an Inquisitor, just because Vader already like trained all of them and or killed them off when they became useless to him. So it would have to be like something like this LEGO show where it's a what if, or a Tales where maybe Vader does end up with an apprentice, you know, after he's done with the Inquisitors. But it would be really hard without incorporating him into the Inquisitors somehow, just because they've already put so much effort into to creating them and building up stories for them. They could do something like they did for the Tales of the Empire with Barriss, where, you know, she was part of the Inquisitors for a little bit, but then left, found herself or something like that. They could maybe do something in that kind of aspect, but there's no way, A, that they make him as powerful as he was, and B, that they make him like a direct apprentice to Vader, I don't think.
I would personally like them to, if they were going to approach this from like a series type of view, I would like a Tales of the Force kind of thing, where you start off where you like see Qui-Gon's commune with the Force, how he becomes the first Force ghost. Then you see like Anakin after he's been redeemed after DS2 blew up. And then you see him like assume the position of the father and stuff, and then kind of like explain that, yeah, there was Ahsoka, but while I was Vader, there was also Starkiller. I think that would be a cool idea.
But then how do they kill him off?
I mean, we don't necessarily have to have him dead, right? We could just have him elsewhere. There's still, like, at the time that we're in Ahsoka, there's still Jedi who escaped Order 66 who are hiding out somewhere in the universe. It's not too far of a stretch to say that maybe there's, like, a Sith apprentice that got abandoned that's still out there. I mean, Maul was running the fucking crime syndicate out there for a while, too.
Yeah, Crimson Dawn. I guess it just them adding more and more Sith and Jedi who, like, escaped or were able to get away from Order 66 and the subsequent hunting down of the Jedi just makes it less and less when she think of the fucking word impactful. Thank you.
There he goes thanking himself again.
I mean, they could always just be like, oh, like Balin stumbles across the temple for whatever the fuck they're called, the father and all them, that's like holding Abeloth or some shit, and
the ones, they're called the ones.
There you go. And Starkiller's just at the temple, just hidden out.
You know, to hit back on your impactful point, though, I see what you're saying. I think that it's been done a lot, but from the light side perspective. I feel like doing it once for the dark side perspective doesn't have the same effect. I feel like if you keep doing it with Jedi, maybe, but we've never seen it from the Sith side outside of, like, Maul.
Yeah, it just diminishes, like, the rule of two is my, like, the Jedi thing is diminishing the impact of Order 66, but the more Sith and Darksiders who, you know, pretend to be Sith or whatever that you make outside of Vader and Palps, just, they do diminish, like, the rule of two powers, you know, scheme, structure,
pyramid thing. I mean, to say that invalidates, like, the latter 25 years of the Legends timeline, though. I thought in that what? Those, like, it, the one Sith, like, I feel like it didn't take from that at all. Like,
because, I mean, isn't, like, the whole, like, thing is one Sith is really strong, and then his apprentice gets an apprentice, and then they overthrow that one, and the cycle continues?
Yeah, but then the one Sith brings himself back.
And then, like, also, like, the other thing, like, Sidious didn't care for the rule of two. Dooku and Maul and Asajj were all there at once. I don't think it takes from the rule of two, necessarily. I feel like the Sith, the whole thing about the Sith is that they adapt. And maybe the, you know, like, Vader having Starkiller and the Inquisitorious existing is another adaption that maybe the Sith need.
I think with Plagueis and Sidious, it's less of them not caring about the rule of two and more them wanting to be the one forever, because they're, you know, trying to reach immortality and that kind of thing. So their goal really wasn't ever to be replaced. It was to be on top forever. So they had different goals than, for instance, just becoming...
I'm going to call bullshit on that. Because you could say the same thing for Bane, and he was the start of the rule of two. Motherfucker did not want to go out to Xana.
But he didn't try and keep her from being more powerful. Like, Bane restarted the rule of two, and in his later years, you know, became fearful that Xana wasn't strong enough to replace him and felt like he needed another apprentice who could, you know, do that, who was actually powerful enough. He felt like she wasn't motivated enough to replace him. So whenever they fought at the end, he goes all out, you know, trying to see if she even is powerful enough to replace him. So I don't think he's like, I don't want the rule of two to be a thing anymore. I think he was just disappointed in his apprentice, or, you know, thinking that she wasn't going to be able to do what he expected of her.
I mean, I guess I see what you're saying, but you know, like maybe, like, what's to say that he couldn't have pulled that argument for forever? Ah, this apprentice isn't strong enough. Let me take their body. Ah, this apprentice isn't strong enough. Let me take their body too, until I find someone stronger. Like, there's no end of that justification, because it's completely subjective. I'm not saying that Bane did not want to follow the rule of two. I'm just saying that, like, I don't think towards the end of the rule of two, when you're getting to the time of Tenebris, Plagueis, and Sidious, like, I don't think that things like the Inquisitorius or secret apprentices take away from the whole rule of two thing.
I guess it's fine. In terms of, like, the actual story, it's fine, but in terms of how, like, the fandom menace, as our boy says, is gonna perceive it, it's gonna be Twitter full of, oh my god, there's another one, blah blah blah.
At what point do we stop giving a fuck about what the stupid ass Star Wars fans and Star Wars Twitter says about things?
When they stop getting our favorite shows canceled.
That's true. All right, well, that was that question. We got one more to answer before we start playing 20 questions. And the next question is also from another viewer, listener, fan, person that we don't know, nameless. It's how would you feel / what would you want to see if a show revolving around the adventures of Dooku and Qui-Gon, since Disney has done several instances of showcasing the past? So what would you want to see if, so basically, like, what would you want to see about Dooku and Qui-Gon?
I mean, other than what we saw in Tales, because we already got some of their adventures, like, a few.
Yeah, I guess that's what the question would be asking. You can start this one off.
Dooku and Qui-Gon is one. I'd rather see the adventures of Anakin and Obi-Wan between Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. Or Attack of the Clones. We see a lot of their adventures between Attack of the Clones and Revenge. But, like, I know we get books about it, but I feel like that would be much more interesting because of their dynamic than Dooku and Qui-Gon. Because Dooku's Dooku. He's just a racist, xenophobic, rich dude. And Qui-Gon is, you know, hippie master 101.
I think it would be cool to, like, see their dynamic together and, like, their clashing ideals.
Yeah, because it would be very similar to the Obi-Annie, because, like, Dooku is definitely a hardline conservative and Qui-Gon very liberal, same way. By the time we get to the events of, like, Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, Obi-Wan is a pretty hardline conservative. He starts getting more liberal, but Anakin definitely the more liberal. So I would like to see, like, why Qui-Gon ended up being the way he was with a master so strict. And I would also want to see, I feel like the philosophical talks between Dooku and Qui-Gon would be some of the best as far as Star Wars goes. Because, I mean, like, Dooku's fall is, like, incredible because he sees the Jedi as losing their way. But Qui-Gon, while he doesn't fall, still sees that the Jedi are losing their way by being so caught up in the future that they're not living in the present, which is why Qui-Gon was so intimately connected to the Force and was able to retain his consciousness once he passed from the physical realm. Like, I feel like there had to have been some good conversation there about, you know, like, philosophies of the Force.
I mean, it would be pretty interesting just to see their dynamic, since we saw so much of Obi-Wan and Anakin's.
Yeah, I feel like it would just be an extension of what we saw in Tales. So, I mean, I thought those Tales episodes were good, so I wouldn't, you know, dislike seeing more of that. I feel like there's other stories that we could focus on to get much more revealing content into, like, the lore.
See, I love discussing the intricacies of the Force. So, like I said, and I mentioned this earlier, I would love to see what makes Qui-Gon so, well, let me say it like this. I would like to see what pushed Qui-Gon to have such an intimate connection with the Living Force, so much so that he was one of the first Jedi in hundreds of thousands of years to retain his consciousness once he passed away. Like, I find that part interesting, and so I'd be willing to dive into a Qui-Gon Dooku kind of series, even if it was just like a short little tail stint or whatever it may be. I want to know, because those two are diametrically opposed people, diametrically opposed personalities as well. Anyways, I already know what my first question is going to be.
We all know what your first question is going to be, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you no.
But you got to let me ask it. Well, I mean, I guess you saved me a question. So
no, right. No, it counts.
No, it doesn't.
We haven't even started. Yeah, because you said it's my first question.
No, okay, no, but I didn't ask it. But I never asked it.
You did.
I didn't say what
you
it
asked.
No,
it.
I did not. I did
it
not.
It was implied.
Okay, it doesn't matter if it was implied. I never asked it.
You did.
That's fucked up. I didn't ask it. Anyways, Anyways, Winshi, would you like to start 20 questions now? Now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. So first question, number one question that starts the entire segment, the first, numero uno, is it a Mandalorian?
Nope.
Exotic?
I'm thinking.
Is it a human?
No.
Is it a humanoid?
Sort of?
I'm going to need a yes or a no from that question.
I'm going to say yes-ish. Yes-ish.
Is it a force user?
No.
There was a hesitation there, which makes me think that it was a force sensitive.
Are they a bounty hunter?
No.
Damn.
He was thinking Aura Sing.
No.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure one of y'all have already done that.
Yeah.
She would count as a force user.
I guess.
And he wouldn't say yes-ish if she was humanoid.
Oh, that's sure, also
definitely
true.
Humanoid.
Valid.
See, you can pull from context clues. I ain't got brain cells like that.
Surprised you even have brain cells, to be honest.
He's got two, and they're fighting for third place, as he always says.
Hey, I haven't said that in like a month or two, maybe three even, but you're not wrong. Are they a Legends-only character?
Nope.
Do they exist in both canon and Legends?
No.
Okay.
Only a canon character?
Mm-hmm.
Are they a part of the Galactic Republic?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean by part of the Galactic Republic?
Because yeah, I need clarification on that.
In the war, would they choose, like, are they on that side?
Which war?
Between the words are coming. Hold on.
You're talking about the Separatists versus the Republic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, then...
The first Galactic Civil War is what he's talking about.
Yes, words.
Are you asking if they would be on that side? If they
are
were...
Are they?
Then no.
Okay.
Do they even exist in that time period?
No.
There we go. How That's he why answers I was questions like... helps me come up with the next question.
Yeah, I'm like, how do I fucking know?
Okay, so they're a humanoid. They exist after the Clone Wars. Are they present in any of the movie media?
No.
So they're from a series and they're post-Clone Wars.
Nobody ever said that.
Oh.
I just said they didn't exist during that time period.
But you haven't read any of the Disney books, so I know it has to be a media character if it's canon.
Sure.
That wasn't a question.
I know. I just said sure.
Do they exist in any of the current media that's released?
Yes.
Let me add a clarification. I mean specifically like series-wise.
Yes.
Okay.
Are they in the live-action series?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're humanoid. They're not a bounty hunter. They're not force-sensitive. Buddy.
Humanoid-ish.
Oh, they are humanoid, but they're not human. They're not a bounty hunter, and he hesitated on the force-sensitive question.
I just had to check.
Oh, okay. So they're not force-sensitive.
Are they a droid?
No.
Okay.
Not a droid.
But that's a good one, because if they were a droid and humanoid-ish, then that narrows it down basically to, like, protocol droids and, like, IG series and that kind of thing.
This should be hard.
Yep.
So in live action series, like recent series that have humanoid-ish characters.
Post-Clone Wars.
That didn't exist during the Clone Wars. I didn't say post-Clone Wars.
I feel like
that should narrow it down to what fucking thing it is with the context. Keep reiterating when you down. Keep saying the post-Clone Wars.
They didn't exist in
Wait, the Clone Wars. If they didn't exist during the Clone Wars...
Are they from the Acolyte? That's not a question. Because, I mean, technically...
And I'm not going to answer.
Most of them. I know. It's not a question yet, all right? Because, I mean, like, they don't exist. So that means they either died before or came to fruition after.
Oh.
How did it take you that fucking long to figure out that, like, you only got one brain cell today?
Shut up.
Are they in the Acolyte?
Yes!
Okay. It's not too many, like, non-force users we use or that appear in the Acolyte.
I'm trying to think.
The little fucking the badger looking motherfucker. He was a force user, right? Or no, he's just like sniffing.
The bat. You talking about Basil?
Yeah.
Is that a question?
No, I'm talking to Kata. Fuck you.
Well, that's gonna be mine. Is it Basil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, I was like, are you asking that because we can
no, I just right wanted, now. I was asking to Kata. I was like, he wasn't really a force user. He was just using his motherfucking nose.
Yeah, he's just an ally of the temple. He's not a force user.
Okay. Hell yeah! I think this is the fastest we've ever gotten one.
It Honestly. Is. That's what, when you were like humanoid, I was like, yes-ish, because I mean, yeah, but I think he could crawl on all four. Like, I wasn't really sure, but yeah, it's Basil. Basil.
Is it Basil or Basil?
Yeah.
Basil?
But they said it with a British accent, so.
Yeah.
Basil.
No, they say Basil.
Beisel.
That's how Gordon Ramsay says it.
Okay.
I can go next if you don't want to, Nikita.
Oh, go for it.
Okay.
All right. Is it a Force user?
Yes.
Is it a Wookiee?
No.
That was going to be my next question, too.
Do they exist in the show medias?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they exist in the Galactic Civil War time frame?
Yes.
Is it someone from the Clone Wars animated series?
No.
Is it someone from the Bad Batch?
No.
So they...
They have to be from the movies.
Is it someone from the prequel trilogy?
No.
So they... What other Clone Wars series was there?
You're just assuming all of my characters come from the Clone Wars?
I just asked you if it was during the Galactic Civil War, and you said yes.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, so that's Clone Wars.
They existed. They existed in that.
Okay, I see.
Are they from the OG trilogy?
No.
Are they from Rebels?
No.
They existed during that. They're from...
Are they from one of the Tales series?
No.
Then what fucking show media is... Well, I guess it could be Ahsoka or Mando if they're older enough.
I'm pretty sure the Galactic Civil War was the... Maybe we're saying the wrong... Galactic Civil War.
Galactic Civil War is Separatist versus... Oh, that's... Oh.
Apparently. What was the name? What was the engagement versus the Republic and the Separatists? What was that engagement called?
I thought that was called the Galactic Civil War.
Apparently it's just called the Separatist Crisis. The Separatist War.
In the Clone Wars series... 100% they say the Galactic Civil War.
That's what I thought also, but apparently if you look up the Galactic Civil War, it's the Rebellion versus the Alliance.
Weird.
Huh. It is a Galactic Civil War, so...
Okay, but we were all referring to the Clone Wars, right?
Yeah, we're referring to the Clone Wars. Yep. Maybe it's just the Clone Wars then. I guess that makes sense.
Well, in like the series, like, you know, whenever they start out and they'd be talking about it, like updates in the Galactic Civil War and shit like that.
That's Palayan that says that stuff, right?
The announcer?
Yeah.
The announcer's Palayan?
It was one of the admirals.
Yeah, wasn't it the...
Well, no, Palayan was a captain in the Clone Wars.
It was the admiral of Anakin's thing. No? Of Anakin? I can't remember his name.
Now I've forgotten all the questions we've asked about
it. Oh, it was Yularen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So it is a Force user during the Clone Wars. He's not in.
He didn't ask if he was.
Is it from the micro series?
No.
Damn.
We didn't ask if it was a Force user, right?
We did.
You did.
Oh, okay.
That was the first.
What were you going to say? We didn't ask Exotic.
I was going to say you phrased if they were in that time period. You didn't say if they appeared in that time period.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
But they exist in the show media,
Which means they have to be in Ahsoka, Mando, or Book of Boba Fett. Or the, because he said they didn't show up in the sequels, right?
Correct.
Or did he said
he didn't show up in the OG trilogy or the prequels.
Did they show up in the sequels then?
No.
Okay. Then it has to be Book of Boba Fett, Mando, or Ahsoka. Are they a dark side user?
No.
Force user.
Okay. So the only Force users that show up, we got Grogu, we got Luke, we got Ahsoka.
It's not
And
Luke.
We got...
It can't be Ahsoka.
Why can't it be Ahsoka?
Because she's in
the... Oh, because they weren't in the... Yeah. Yeah, he said they weren't in the... You're right. So, it's either Grogu or...
Once you'll get the 15, I'll give you a suggestion.
It's either Grogu or Sabine, but Sabine is in Rebels, and he said they weren't in Rebels.
Yeah, so...
Or it's Hera's kid, but he shows up at the very end of Rebels.
Okay, y'all are kind of wild in. So, when you say show media, you're just talking about any show that they've released?
Correct.
Or are you talking about the specific ones?
What do you mean?
Okay. Well, no, you already answered my question.
Yeah, I know, but what do you mean by, like, I don't understand the differentiation between the two.
Because there's a lot of different Star Wars shows that y'all aren't naming.
I mean, Lego ones. What else aren't we naming? We have, or the kid ones, but those are before.
He's got me stumped.
I mean, it has to be one of the Lego ones or Grogu, essentially, because everyone else shows up at some point. And he said they're not a Darksider, so it can't be Baylan or Shin or Marok. I guess it could be one of the witches.
Those are technically Darksiders, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, they're Darksiders, so...
It's not from the Bad Batch. It's not Darkseid. So, are they in Rogue One?
No.
Damn. My other guess was going to be Chiru Demway.
Is that the blind motherfucker?
Yeah, because he is a Force user, and he would have been alive during the Clone Wars as a guardian of the wills.
Was he a Force user, or is he just Force sensitive?
I guess he's Force... Well, he's the guardian of the wills. They're kind of like in between, I guess. Because they are Force sensitive, but he definitely uses the Force to fucking dodge the bullets and, like, fucking hit people while he's blind. I don't know how else you would do that.
And they're a force user. We didn't ask if they were human. It could be Grogu.
Is it Grogu?
No.
Damn. All right, that's 15. Where's our hint?
I said a suggestion, not a hint.
Okay. What's the suggestion?
What's the suggestion?
Y'all have never asked if it was animated or live action.
I could have sworn
animated? He did. He didn't.
Oh.
Is it animated?
It is animated.
It is animated?
It is animated.
Which means if it's not Rebels and it's animated and it's not Tales if they're a dark side.
So then, I mean,
it has to be Lego.
Visions? Oh.
Or yeah, I guess it could be Visions, but it's, yeah, either Lego or Visions.
But you can't really say, you can't do a timeline for Visions because it's non-canon. It's just an anthology and it's animated. And it's a force user.
Is it the Lego show? Or one of the Lego shows?
It is one of the Lego shows.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it has to be.
Oh, shit. Well, I haven't watched any of the Lego I haven't watched any of the Lego shows outside of the one we just watched.
Most of the other ones are have characters that we see in the movies we've already excluded. So it has to be probably Rebuild the Galaxy.
I'm lost. I'm not gonna lie. So
I mean, it could be like Jedi Palpatine. It could be Jedi Vader. Jedi fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Is it Jedi Jabba the Hutt? I'm only going to waste a question on
no,
this.
No, it's not Jedi Jabba the Hutt.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Is it Jedi Bob?
It is Jedi Bob.
Yeah. Damn. Woo! We got it.
Marion A. Fole.
You know, it's funny. Once you said Rebuild the Galaxy, that was going to be my first guess, but then I got thrown off by the possibility Jabba of Jabba. Yeah.
I wanted to win, so I intentionally threw you off.
I mean, it's a team effort, so we both won.
They made me just assume I'm thinking of a canon character.
You're either thinking of... I always assume you're either thinking of something from the Clone Wars or something from KOTOR.
Yeah, I was just narrowing down the shows because I was like, okay, are they in any of the movies? No. Are they in any of the Clone or Rebel shows? So that narrows it down to everything after. And it's like, okay, there's only one or two good light side force users in the live action, so it has to be animated, in which case it has to be the Lego show.
Wow, I don't have a brain to think that far.
It's okay. I have ADD medication.
Okay, I have my character if you guys are ready.
All right. Are they a Hutt?
No.
Are they human?
No.
Are they canon only?
No.
Are they in any of the show media?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not just books or legends only.
Are they only live action?
No.
Should have asked, are they in any live action? Because there's some that cross both.
No, so I said, are they only live action?
So yeah, but like, Ahsoka is live action and animated, so...
But yeah, he said no to the only live action, so that means they're animated and live action.
No, it just means that they're either animated or animated in live action.
Mm.
You could have been more specific. The same, yeah, same thing I did with the canon only. I should have asked if it are they canon. But they're in the shows. They could be in live action. Are they in live action?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Are they a droid?
No.
Are they humanoid?
Yes.
Did we ask if they're a force user? We did, right? Yeah.
No.
No? Are they a force user?
No.
Okay.
Because your first question was, are they a Hutt?
I think this is the first time I've done one that's not a force user. No, I did a droid once.
Yeah, is it a bounty hunter?
No.
So they're in the show media.
Is the show media they're in during or after the Galactic Civil War? The correctly named Galactic Civil War?
Like, when you say Galactic Civil War, you mean...
I mean Rebels and Empire.
And what was your question again?
Is the show media that they're in during or after the Galactic Civil War?
After.
Well, okay, that wasn't the question, but thank you for the answer.
Wait, do you ask if they were... Oh, shit.
It was a yes or no question, but thanks for thanks for the hint. Okay, so it's after...
I mean, it's both. So yes.
It's after, it's animated. The character isn't an animated thing that exists after. They're not a force user.
Fuck, I can't believe I gave that one up. Oopsies.
They're humanoid.
So it's either they're in Ahsoka, they're in Mando, they're in Book of Boba Fett, or they're in motherfucking the Lego series. They're not a droid. They're not a force user.
They're not human.
You asked if they were humanoid, not if they were human.
Yes, both.
Both.
Oh.
You said humanoid, yes. Human, no.
That is correct. I forgot what questions y'all asked. We start writing down the questions that have been asked instead of just numbers. I'm like, All right, y'all got 9 questions left.
Are they a Mandalorian?
No.
Okay. Not a force user. Humanoid. Not human. The show is after the Galactic Civil War.
Don't hone in on that. That's the only hint.
Because it could mean that, well... I guess I should have said, is the show media they're in only during or after, but...
Are they a pirate?
No.
Are they in the movies?
Yes.
They're in the movies after the Galactic Civil War. Potentially also during, but it could be someone like Lando or...
Can't be Lando.
Why?
Lando wasn't animated. Because you said
they weren't human. Oh, right. They're not human. Yeah.
Also, I don't think Lando's ever been animated, has he?
Landalorian, baby!
Oh, that's true.
He's been in the Lego thing. He's been in a couple of Lego things.
I forgot that Lando had technically been animated also, so...
He's also in the Outlaws game, which I guess counts as animated.
No. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, well, y'all haven't asked any questions. Y'all haven't asked any questions about video games, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still an animated thing.
True. Okay.
It counts as animated. It's just not one of the shows that we're asking about.
Six questions left, boys.
They're not a pirate. They're not a bounty hunter. They're not human.
Some humanoid alien species.
They show up in the movies, and they exist after the Galactic Civil War, so... Could be, like, Akbar.
Could be Thrawn.
Hera. He said it's post-Empire, but he said don't focus on that because they could have maybe shown up before that. Because I didn't say only shows up.
You also have like the remnants and stuff. Are they male?
Yes.
Are they sapient?
Yes. Wait. Hold on. What is the actual definition of sapient?
Like, they have intelligence allowing...
Yes, they are. Yes. Okay. I was confusing it. I was conflating it with sentience first. So... I had to make sure. I was like, wait, before I answer this question. Yes, they are sapient.
I don't think it's Thrawn.
I'll give you another hint since you only got four questions left. It's not Thrawn, but Thrawn is a very, like, good guess, technically speaking.
So something close to Thrawn. What movie did Thrawn show up in?
I didn't say Thrawn showed up in a movie. I just said it was a good guess.
He did say the character showed up in a movie, though, so it has to be something similar to Thrawn that's not human. That showed up in a movie.
Fucking Akbar?
Damn it, yeah.
Okay, so I guess it like 10 to go. I just didn't say it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I got real quiet when you said it.
I know. The silence was making me suspicious, but I didn't want to waste a guess.
Yeah, I fucking love Akbar.
That's like the only thing I could think of that was close, non-human.
I had to get, I got tripped up a little bit because I forgot that Akbar does show up in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, the invasion of their planet.
But yeah, no, Akbar is probably, when it comes to leaders of, like, the rebellion, he's my favorite admiral. When it comes to Empire, it's Palayan, but Akbar was a badass. I tell you guys about this I think I've mentioned it, like, two or three times in, like, different episodes, but, like, Akbar was such a badass that during the Yuuzhan Vong War, they went to him and kind of, like, explained the scenario, and he thought about it for a few hours, and he was like, I know how to beat them. And then later that day, they sent out a message to the entire fleet and the message was three words, and the words were Akbar is back, and the entire fleet celebrated for 3 days. If that ain't some fucking G ass shit, I fucking love Akbar. And then also, like,
for the shrimp people,
I wanted to pick Akbar too, just because he fucking showed up and fucking rebuilt the galaxy in another animated media. So I was like, I mean, technically. But that's where I got tripped up when you were like, is it post the Galactic Civil War? Because technically that is post Galactic Civil War.
Yeah, I should have said, is it only? Because then that we couldn't have, because he was in the Clone Wars, you couldn't have been like, yeah. But it's fine. You said after, which helped us a lot.
I fucking hate the shrimp people.
Who are the shrimp people?
The Mon Calamari.
Why are they shrimp? They're octopuses.
They're squid.
Or squids, yeah.
Yeah, close enough.
No!
Them and the Korans, I don't like them at all.
Korans are, I thought Korans were the squid. No, they're octopus. What does it matter? All right, well, thank you everyone for tuning in to our bonus episode where we got to answer a couple of you guys' questions and play 20 questions. It's just a question palooza today, but thank you guys so much for being here. Be sure to follow us on all social media, Twitter formerly known as X @ForceUnscripted, as well as the Force Unscripted on all major podcasting platforms. And be sure to check out our new website where you can leave us a review or a comment or a question, leave us a voice note. TheForceUnscripted.com. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you on the next one.
Later.
Peace out.
May the Force be with you, everyone.